Live Music Fridays. Andrew Salgado is here, and he's one of our favorites.
Do you remember the first time he came on with us, and you introduced the song that you'd written, and you just made me cry.
Yeah.
It was just a beautiful song. You're an amazing songwriter.
Thank you so much,
and much
Anna.
More. So we're so happy you're here.
And you're going to make her cry again.
I think he will. His lyrics just have such meaning.
I'm actually going to try a new song today, too, to see what it sounds like.
Is it going to be something that potentially could make her cry?
I don't know. My manager wants me to do it, and we did it in Las Vegas last week, and everyone took out their phones and sang along. First time hearing it. So I'm going to try it out and see what you guys think.
That sounds like more of a happy song.
It's not.
Oh, great. It's great.
Because it's like in with the gloomy weather.
It's like gloomy. It's like a winter storm, except it's raining outside right now in downtown Chicago. And it's been the traffic is
strange.
A total nightmare for everybody. So I know. And people are trying to get away. The weekend is not going to look like this. It's just it's an ugly start to the weekend. Mm-hmm. And that's all there is.
Tom Skilling assured us of that.
It is the first weekend of the summer. You know, in terms of the way that we celebrate that.
Yes.
And of course, it's also Indianapolis 500 weekend. And at Indy 500, now there's a very great tradition that that is basically, goes back to the, is many, 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 many years with this race.
Mm-hmm.
Back home in Indiana is a song that Jim Nabors used to sing. Because he was from Indiana, and he would go out there and sing it before the big car race, and it was like as a kid, it was one of those things where right before the Indy 500, just the pomp and circumstance around it is really, really, really cool. Like watching all those cars lined up, and then the pageantry of everything that goes on. And then they sing that song, and everybody sings along. It's like my old Kentucky home, right? When they do the Kentucky Derby, it's that kind of an event. Now the issue is obviously Jim Nabors passed away a number of years ago, and this they've had some other people sing it, or they've actually played, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the Jim Nabors version of it a number of times. But now our very own Jim Cornelius, and you know him, you love him from the Chicago Blackhawks games. I've seen him at every major sporting event and all kinds of other events in Chicago where he sings the national anthem. And he is going to be doing that song back home again in Indiana on Sunday for the pre-race festivities for the 101st running of the Indianapolis 500. So, Jim, congratulations on that. That is such a cool accomplishment.
Yeah, well, it's super cool, and I don't know how much I can give myself credit. Somebody came to me and asked me to do it. I'm just super glad they did.
That is just amazing. So this was who came to you? Whose idea was this?
Oh, well, this has been brewing on social media for a couple of years. People would say, hey, they need to have Jim come do the anthem, or they should have Jim come, sing back home again in Indiana. And, Jim Nabors, I think 2014 was the last year he did it after 32 years.
Gee.
And they've had a couple different people do it. And, they've come to me, and then the social media, it's just exploded. It's been fantastic support. I went to Indiana University. My son was born down there. My ex-wife was born and raised in Indianapolis. And so I have some friends and family down there, and it's just super cool to be able to go down and do it. I mean, what a spectacle, what an honor.
How many times have you been to the Indy 500, Jim?
I only went to time trials before, so this will be the first time I'm actually at the race.
Oh, how about that?
So you get
what
to do
way.
That. Yeah, I mean, that is...
Either.
Think about that. I mean, if you're just a television fan, you don't have to be a race fan. If you're just a... If you owned a television, you have seen the Indianapolis 500, right? Because it's on all day long on ABC. And, it has been for basically 101 years. It would even predate television, but it was like one of the first things that they ever put on
TV. I still don't understand it as many times as I've seen it, but it's fun to watch.
Right. And now with new graphics and everything, you at least know who's in the lead, right? You don't have a bunch of guys with Scottish accents telling you that car's in the lead, and you're like, which car are they talking about? Now they've got all these really cool graphics. They've got the onboard cameras, and it is such an amazing spectacle.
It is.
So how are you?
I took a couple spins around the track yesterday.
Oh boy.
And that changes your perspective of the thing too.
Well,
really, really exciting. And then I've done the NASCAR Sprint Cup kickoff at Chicagoland, where I've been right down by these cars. And as a kid growing up and watching the 500, knowing it was on, it was always exciting. You know, Mario Andretti, the Unser family, whatever. You know, these names that you're playing with your hot rods or your Matchbox cars, you're kind of pretending you're them. But to get down by those cars and feel them fire up and just rattle all your organs inside your body with the amount of noise they make, it's a rush. And I couldn't believe how uncerebral I was the first time I got around that noise. It was just really exhilarating.
It almost takes your breath away because it changes your breathing. Because it changes your diaphragm.
Because if you're in the car,
being near the, if you're down near pit row when they start all those engines up, it is super. That's why they all wear those head things. It is unbelievably loud, and you feel the vibration in the air of these things is just incredible.
People with heart conditions, are they okay for this whole thing?
I don't know. I'll try it.
Know.
I'll let you know. I don't know. Jim, I hope everything's going with the ticker right now. That's all. No, that's not what we need. Hey, so have you been practicing? What's your ritual here to learn that tongue? Did you know it already?
Well, for sure I've been practicing it because I knew the tune, but I didn't really know the words. And I've had numerous people point out to me that Jim Nabors sang a few words that were not correct, and they would very much like it if I would sing them correctly. So I actually asked some guy to sing me the official words, which he did, along with the music. And I said, okay, I got you, you know. So, I've had to practice it and get it right.
Was he vamping a little bit, or is it just the way he liked to sing it? What was?
I think Jim in his last. Now, by the way, I'm being told that Jim Nabors is still alive, which, by the way, is a shock to me and many others. But he is. I think in the later years of him doing it, you know, you could just tell that, you know, they were kind of rolling him out there, you know, to do this. And, you know, Jim's got he's got to be 90 something years old now, I would imagine, right? So, and he left in 2014, as you mentioned. So, you know. And you know what? It's okay because, let's face it, he's Jim Nabors. He can do whatever he wants. Now, Jim Corneliuson, on the other hand, who's known for very specific work, they're going to expect very specific things from you here.
Yeah, it's kind of like when Harry...
I don't think I get a pass, you know?
Right.
They're going to criticize you, which is impossible because we love your voice and it stirs the soul when you sing. So people will love hearing.
So funny story, listeners might want to go back and look at the YouTube video from 1972 of Jim Nabors singing the song. That was the first year he was asked to do it. And you can see he's looking down below the frame of the camera lens because he had written all the words on his hand. They had asked him to do the song just minutes before and he agreed. No teleprompters, I guess, were working at that time. So he wrote them all on his hand and they kept it out of the frame. It's kind of fun watching that.
That's awesome.
That's
awesome. All right. Well, break a leg out there. Now, being next to the race cars, too, that's the worst thing you can say. You can't say good luck. Say break a leg. And then he's next to that.
No.
I don't even know what to say to you, Jim. I don't even know what to say.
We'll be listening and loving it.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
You know what? I don't know what I say, but once the engines fire up, it won't matter. No one would hear it anyway.
That is really true. Well, have fun down there, man. That is one of the great spectacles in all of sports, and that town of Indianapolis is just nuts for the event here. It's just crazy with the Indiana State troopers, you know, driving the cars in and trying to get it's a big deal. All right, and then cool. Don't take your shirt off on the infield. That's another thing I'm gonna ask you not to do.
There is no chance.
I can't picture that.
I just want to know how many kids have been conceived on the infield of the Indy 500. That's all I want to know.
What a stat.
That's a festival of bacchanalia there as well. All right. Thank you, Jim.
My mom is a good woman.
Yes, I know. Sorry about that. Sorry I had to bring that up. All right, Jim, appreciate it, man. Good luck. Have fun.
Thanks, Jim.
All right, you guys. Have a great day.
All right, the great Jim Corneliuson right there. Violetta Biomedics at the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.